Our national politics could learn a good lesson from the latest election cycle of the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Organization, the Peaceful Transfer of Power. Today, outgoing WAMI President Jason Klagstad and incoming President Roy Elkins have passed the torch and are here to share a beer and talk about the future of WAMI. Roy, Jason, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, this is so fun. This is great. And Jason, you came out here from Milwaukee.
Yes, I did. Wouldn't have missed it.
Now, you guys went out and had dinner out on State Street before you came here. Where did you go?
Michelangelo's.
Michelangelo's. Oh, yeah. Well, what did you have?
I was there for company.
I had a hot chocolate.
I said State Street original. Did either of you participate in Record Store today? Record Store Day.
I did not either.
Sorry.
Okay.
I feel guilty now.
No, don't feel guilty. Do you listen to a lot of vinyl at home?
Oh yeah, a little. Yeah?
Well, Roy, I've been to Roy's house.
I have too.
And he has an incredible vinyl. I mean, how many records do you think you have?
4,000 to 5,000.
Wow. Yeah,
about 7,000 CDs too. So.
Oh man, yeah. That is quite a collection. That would take a while to burn.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. Roy, you are CEO of Broad Jam Music Publishing, president of the Madison Area Music Association, and now the incoming president of WAMI. What special quality makes you a glutton for so much punishment?
I've been trying to figure that out for about 30 years, I guess.
No. You do a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't know. I think, I love the mama and what we're about and, you know, buying instruments for kids and scholarships and you know, raising money with a great show.
Mama Cares.
Mama Cares, yeah. And, you know, and just recognizing local talent. And then I really wasn't seeking, you know, to be involved with WAMI, but Jason asked me a couple years ago if I would and help him with their voting. And then when he said he was going to step down and ask if I'd be interested in taking it on, I said, you know, look, if I can continue the great job he's done at getting this thing going and turned around, then of course I would help. Of course I would. You know, it's hard to say no to things like this.
The ability to say no is a great skill, isn't it?
Yeah, I still have to learn that sometime. At some point in the future, I'll learn that.
Well, we're glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Jason, you are the outgoing president of WAMI. Tell us about your success over the years and where you felt you made a difference to the organization.
Well, I have a really long career in music in Wisconsin, and it's given me so much to my life. And a couple of years ago, I became aware that WAMI was struggling. And I sort of anteed up, asked who the president was, met with him, said, I have some ideas. I'd like to take everything that I learned in business and everything, all my relationships in music, and apply them to a structure in WAMI that had not done over 40 years before. Mm. So I put together essentially a three-legged stool of scholarships, sponsorships, Summerfest stage, and then growing the voting system by using Broad Jam's independent voting system. So at this point in time, I think we just finished our finalist round of voting. We're at someplace around 130,000 votes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's the pairing of what my vision was starting out with what Roy's business is, and it touches the entire state for the first time.
So you've really made it inclusive.
As much as possible. And we're just getting to our feet here. There's so much more.
What's your secret for getting the fans engaged to get on there and to make the votes? And obviously, band promotion from the bands makes a lot of difference here too. But on the WAMI side, what is your secret recipe for that engagement?
This is a darn good question. And the answer is musicians in Wisconsin want to be recognized and they want validation. If there's a way for us to demonstrate that validation through the voting system, and it really, the data shows that for the first time, all of Wisconsin is participating. We know that all the towns and cities and burbs and everything that are participating for the first time in WAMI voting, they want validation, they want recognition.
Yeah. That's great. And you're absolutely right. People make this art. They want the people to hear it. Sometimes that's challenging. Obviously, a little easier in this day and age with social media and the streaming platforms. But an organization like WAMI's and what we do here on Max Inc. to get the music out to the people is so important.
This is a great pairing. I love working with Max Inc. and Broad Jam. This is actually a sort of the triumvirate
yeah.
of how to talk to Wisconsin musicians.
Absolutely. Roy, what are your priorities going forward with Whammy? What are you hoping to achieve here?
Well, I think that just to simplify it, what Jason did was he got everybody in the garage playing the same song. And what I want to do is just continue that. I mean, it was he's really got everybody organized, thinking about the growth of the organization. How can we help musicians? How can we give more scholarships? And on and on. And my job is just to pour a little more gasoline on that. And hopefully we can use my platform at Broad Jam. We can use, you know, civic media to do that. And my job is just maybe to orchestrate a little more and just get us moving forward and keep just in the same direction that Jason put us in.
Well, Jason, you created the scholarship program for Whammy, which had been a part of the plan for Whammy since its inception 42 years ago, but hasn't been realized until recently. Tell us about getting the program started and who it benefits.
It took initial seed funding. And in order to get that seed funding, I had to put some people in that were in the financial side of things. Mm. So for the first time, we didn't have just musicians or business people. We had lawyers, we had wealth management. I brought all these people together. And because I have ability to hold relationships for long periods of time and then put them in play, that was my business. I was the head of production for GMR Marketing, doing concerts and stuff all over the world for Fortune 50 clients. But it taught me how to build teams that do things. Mm. So by putting this team together, we were able to raise the money for the seed funding for the scholarships, identify who and where across the state we wanted to benefit, because the next generation of musicians in Wisconsin is actually the most important generation of musicians for Wisconsin.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, what are you doing now after Whammy?
Well, I play in five bands.
Elephonic
being one of them. I'm working the Summerfest Whammy stage again this year.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping to see you down there, Rocker.
We will be there. We're going to be there June 28th. It's such a fun stage to play.
It's so
Iron good. Plow, right?
Is yeah. Iron Plow is Iron playing. Plow. And it's so great because you play right to the lake. It's in front of you.
It's the best sounding, and it's covered down there. But the mornings are all kids, music schools from across Wisconsin. The early afternoons are all veterans groups, and later afternoons are all bands, solos, duos, trios, that never thought they could play Summerfest.
Yes.
And they all do. We have between 90 and 100 acts this year.
Wow.
It's great.
And you know what I love about it, too, is when you look at the big stages in Summerfest, everybody wants to play a big stage, but you're 75 feet from the audience, where when you play the Whammy stage, they're right there. It's up close and personal.
My favorite, when it rains, everybody's there.
Hope for rain. I hope it rains during our show, Jimmy. Yeah. Well, Roy, the age-old problem has been how to bridge the Madison and Milwaukee music scenes with each other, and as well as the rest of the state of Wisconsin, and now you are in a unique place to do both. Tell us about community bridge building.
Well, there's a couple of things, and that's one of the reasons when Jason asked me if I would follow him into this, I said yes, because I think being the president of Whammy, we have two great boards, and if we can get them to start working together, just think how, you know, the power of two is going to be like the power of six. It's really, you know, if we can do that and really start recognizing and helping some of the talent get connected with each other, learn from, you know, Whammy can learn from what we've done with our charities. We can learn from what they've done with theirs, and combine the two. And like you say, I think I'm kind of in a unique position now to make sure that we go forward together.
I think that what that means is you're in a unique position to bring the Whammy Awards to Madison.
It could happen. It actually should happen.
Has that ever happened?
No.
That would be...
That'd be an emphatic no.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing too, guys, I think we have to, not only Madison, but we're having them in Green Bay this year on May 19th.
Yes.
And we, you know, we've had it in Milwaukee a few times over the years, but
Appleton.
I think we need to think about the Northwest as well.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of great musicians up there. Maybe one of the one of the greatest folk musicians ever. Bonnevar lives up in that area, and he's done an amazing job. Just his presence there has done an amazing job for cultivating music up in that area. So I think we ought to think about that in the future as well.
I know Eau Claire and La Crosse has a strong scene up there. We have listeners up there. There's a lot of bands that come out of there. And I think there's a lot of interest up in the Northwoods too, like in the Hayward area. Yeah. People listening on the buzz here on Civic Media. So Saturday, May 18th, there's a show for the Whammy. Tell us about this show.
What it is we have identified it as being sort of a night before music scene. And we're going to have three bands there. One is a horn band, a local fave called Brass Differential. And then a really great young artist, Amelia Ford. She's won a Whammy Award before. Mm-hmm. And then a really young sort of surfer punk band called Social Sig, run by Parker Schultz. And we just want to make it a night of music leading up to the next night and have people come up so they can spend 2 days up there and enjoy the Lambeau scene. Everything is really close to Lambeau Stadium.
That's great.
And now, of course, you're talking about May 19th.
May 18th is what I just described. May 19th is the award show.
And that is going to be at the Epic Event Center on Holmgren Avenue in Green Bay. Tell us some insider secrets. Is there like a finalist party on the April 21st?
There's a finalist party tomorrow night at the Steel Tank Brewing in Oconomowoc.
Oh, tell us about that. What's going on?
Well, we got a couple of bands. I'm not going to leak them to you, but we got a couple of bands playing, and it's going to be... you know, basically, it's a homecoming for musicians to all be invited and just enjoy music. We will be sharing some of the finalists during that party. But, I mean, that's what it's about.
And that's Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc.
That's correct.
Oh, they have great food there. I've eaten there.
Yeah. New venue. Really great production.
Awesome. Yeah. Roy Elkins, Jason Klagstag, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thanks for having
us. For doing what you do to support the Wisconsin music scene. We really appreciate you.
You guys too. Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Live in the Layers coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Butterbrick is here right now as new music from the Mascot Theory. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.